The Public News Service DOAA newscast for May the 17th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. As the pandemic draws to a close, one group is raising awareness of the crucial need for student support and for mental health resources.
According to Youth Truth's recent Students Weigh In report, the support gap for students has widened during the pandemic. As more students cite mental health concerns as an obstacle to their learning, fewer students report having an adult at school to talk to. Jen Wilka, the executive director of Youth Truth, says while students' sense of belonging and how they're learning in class rebounded, they're still not receiving all the necessary support to do their best in school.
Disparities remain across student demographic groups. And what I want to call attention to is that students' sense of their own mental health, how their mental health is impacting their ability to learn, and the ease with which they can access support from adults at school declined and has still not recovered.
The study shows the percentage of students mentioning depression, stress, or anxiety as an obstacle to their learning increased from 39% in spring 2020 to 48% in the 2022-23 academic year. Chantia Hudson reporting.
The report indicates 77% of LGBTQ+ students during the 2022-23 school year reported depression, stress, and anxiety. Now from Reuters, Democratic President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy edge closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default Tuesday as the threat of an economic nightmare prompted Biden to cut short an Asia trip this week. After an hour of talks, McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, told reporters the two sides remained far apart, but he said it is possible to get a deal done by the end of the week. Reuters reports Democrats were not as positive about a quick time frame, but the White House called the meetings productive and direct. The latest census data shows voter registration rates in the 2022 midterm elections were the highest in 20 years.
Registration rates rose to more than 69% of the citizen voting age population. That's up more than 2% from the 2018 midterms. New Hampshire League of Women Voters President Liz Tentarelli says research shows increasing political polarization leads to greater voter interest and turnout.
If people get very dissatisfied with those who are in power or who are running for office, they are much more likely to vote.
Voter turnout in the 2022 midterms was down by more than 1% compared to the 2018 midterms. For those who were registered in 2022 but did not vote, the most common reason was too busy due to a conflicting work or school schedule. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
This is Public News Service. Next to Oregon, where nurses at the largest hospital east of the Cascades are voting this week on whether to authorize a strike. Details now from Eric Tigetoff.
Frustrated that 5 months of union negotiations have yet to yield a contract, nearly 1,000 nurses at St. Charles Bend are holding a strike authorization vote through Sunday. Joel Hernandez is a registered nurse at St. Charles Bend and vice president of the Oregon Nurses Association, the union representing nurses. He says the lingering and biggest questions are the hospital's inability to recruit and retain staff.
Bend is particularly very expensive and isolated to live here, so we have a very, very hard time getting people to stay here and live here.
Julie Ostrom, a senior nursing leader and member of the bargaining team for St. Charles Health System, said in a statement that recruiting and retaining staff are issues, but that the hospital is making progress in these areas. She also said a strike authorization would be inconsistent with making further progress on these issues.
More than 300 nursing positions are vacant. That's according to hospital data compiled by the Oregon Nurses Association. A new report analyzes the potential impact of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative on emissions, power generation, revenue, and jobs. We get a Pennsylvania perspective from Daniel Smith.
REGGIE's goal is to reduce carbon emissions through a cap-and-trade system. It's been in existence since 2009, and Pennsylvania would be the 12th state to join the program, according to Maya Domashek, with the nonprofit Resources for the Future. Domashek says they looked at what would happen to the current power generation mix and emissions in Pennsylvania if the state remained outside REGGIE, or if it joined. They found by joining REGGIE, Pennsylvania's greenhouse gas emissions would fall faster, as well as emissions in the overall region.
Finally, we head to Indiana, where Terry D. lets us know starting a business is fraught with making many decisions.
According to the Indiana Small Business Economic Profile 2021, there are nearly 530,000 small businesses in Indiana that employ more than 1.2 million Hoosiers. David Watkins with the Indiana Economic Development Corporation says the one component large and small companies have in common also makes them competitors.
It is not easy for a small business at times to compete on a talent basis with some of our large corporations that do great work for the community, but are competing for the same workers.
Watkins says access to capital is important, and the IEDC works to connect small businesses to a bank, investor, venture capital firm, or loan fund to help them expand.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.